This is Civic Media, bringing you news, talk, and community-minded conversations all across Wisconsin. You can find us at civicmedia.us and download the app for free today. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco, sports director for Civic Media. Right now, we're airing a Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks game over the air, but due to our rights agreements, we're not able to stream those games here. Civic Media might be a newer company, but we are dedicated to providing the best in sports coverage. Our team has decades of experience covering sports right here in Wisconsin. We've got Mike Clemens, who covers our state's biggest teams on location and does daily updates on all of our Civic Media stations statewide. Many of our stations have local reporters dedicated to teams in their area, covering their community dozens or even hundreds of times each year. No matter where you're at in Wisconsin, we are committed to covering sports, especially in the communities that our stations serve. And we put all of our local coverage right here on our stream, so you can go ahead and grab the free Civic Media app so you never miss a game at civicmedia.us/app. You can find the game you're looking for over the air, or you can stay tuned right here on the stream for more news, talk, and conversation. Thank you for listening to Civic Media from all of us here on the sports team.
For Civic Media News, I'm Shally Pittman. With record high Lyme disease cases in Wisconsin, a new antibody treatment aims to provide seasonal protection against the disease by offering passive immunity. Judith Ruiz Branch of the Public News Service has more.
Lyme disease is a tick-borne infection caused by the Borrelia burgdorferi bacteria. Seth Letterman heads Tonic Pharmaceuticals, the company licensing the antibody treatment. He says it works by neutralizing a key component of the bacteria.
There are about 70 million people in the United States who are in areas where there's significant infestation with ticks infected with Borrelia, and right now there are not good alternatives to treat it.
Wisconsin saw nearly 6,500 cases of Lyme disease in 2024, the highest on record. Letterman says the intention of the antibody treatment is to provide seasonal protection, with people receiving it in spring for protection through summer and fall. The antibody was developed at the University of Massachusetts and differs from a vaccine treatment by providing what Letterman calls passive immunity, meaning it requires no work from the body's immune system. That's unlike vaccines, which he explains can cause issues for people with immune system problems.
Vaccines have issues relating to waking up the immune system in one way or another. So I think that the tolerability of antibodies is generally favorable relative to a vaccine.
Letterman emphasizes that people who have had Lyme disease don't develop protective immunity naturally. 20% go on to develop chronic symptoms, which can be severely debilitating. It will be a while before the treatment is available. An initial trial phase has been completed, with clinical trials set to begin in the next 2 years. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
More news anytime at civicmedia.us.
A bumpy road in Chicago. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball, game three of the NLDS. Off to a rough start for the Brewers. Starting pitcher Quinn Priester giving up three runs, including a home run to the Cubs' Michael Busch just in the first inning. Priester pulled after throwing 39 pitches, followed by Nick Mears with another 13, including a wild pitch. Jose Quintana later brought in his first appearance in a game since September 15th, the Cubs out to an early 4-2 lead over Milwaukee at Wrigley Field. A full recap coming up later tonight after the game. NFL, the Packers practicing in pads in Green Bay today, getting ready to host the Bengals Sunday afternoon at 3:25. The Bengals trading for Joe Flacco from the Browns to take over in Cincinnati. Head coach Zach Taylor says he intends to start Flacco at quarterback. The Bengals trying to snap a three-game losing streak. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This Civic Media station is currently broadcasting the Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks over the air. Due to streaming restrictions, we can't provide you the broadcast here. You can find an affiliated station at civicmedia.us to find the game over the air. We'll also have updates on the game and the biggest sports news from Mike Clemens daily on Civic Media stations all across Wisconsin.
Day one, the hardest day, the day you hear.
This is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day two, day 28, or any day, please visit lls.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend, and then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
We're airing a game right now, but stay here on the stream for more Civic Media news, talk, and more.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy whose house has an actual wiggle room, Pete Schwabe.
Welcome to Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen. Happy Fluffernutter Day, everybody. It is National Fluffernutter Day, and I just thought that would be something good to open with. I will elaborate, and I will tell you what a fluffernutter is at some point in the next few minutes. So you'll want to hear that, because it affects and inspired tonight's question of the night. Great to have you with me. It is a little bit of a chilly Wednesday night here in downtown Green Bay, but beautiful weather all over Wisconsin, as I understand it. And I hope you had a great day. Whatever you did today, join us now and take the stress of the day off your plate. Let's just talk about movies, music, comedy, Wisconsin, TV, you name it. We're going to talk about it tonight. We'll talk a little Cubs Brewers, too. I assume, Conrad, that people that are listening to this show right now and not watching or listening to the game would like updates.
Okay.
But if they're fanatics... And that is a real word. They're probably watching the game, but they might, if they're not, if they're like, well, we'd rather have a few laughs with Pete and Conrad's banter, you know, maybe they would just appreciate an update. That's all I'm saying. So what are we looking at right now?
It's 4-2 at the top of the sixth. The Brewers are losing right now.
Okay. And as a Brewer fan, what is your, I assume you're following the game on some level. What is your inclination telling you in regard to their... The vibe tonight, if you will.
Honestly, it feels close, but it's just our starting pitcher didn't have a hot start because he gave up four runs in the first inning. So
your pitchers have given up runs in the first inning all series.
Yeah,
doesn't seem to matter.
Yeah, I guess the bats just aren't as hot. They're still going, just not as hot.
Well, we'll see what happens. We'll keep you guys posted, but we love that you're here with us, too. So we're going to have a lot of fun tonight. I have two great guests, a fun question, and some good talking points for the show. Tonight, recently, I read this article about a woman. I have her name. What was her name? She lived to be 117 years old. Her name is... her last name was Banyas. Maria Banyas. Maria Banyas lived to be 117. And they did research on her body. She passed away last year, and they did all this research about her health and why they think she lived so long. And I don't mean to be ageist, Conrad, but 117 is old.
I would say that's get up there.
You're not restocking shelves at the Mart when you're 117. You're not driving truck, as they say.
No.
That's old, but she had a very young internal body, I guess, because she was so healthy and lived so long. So that inspired me. I thought, I got to call my friend Sherry Stoka. She is a nutritionist and dietitian and founded Wayless MD outside of Milwaukee, and they do great work there helping people get in shape and pick out a plan that works for them. And I thought, hey, I would love to have you on and discuss why this woman lived so long and what her secret is. And we'll discuss that with Sherry at 6:35, among other healthy tips you'll get every time Sherry is here. She's always a blast to have on the show. And then we are running the gamut, folks. A little fantasy football talk in hour number two. How does that tickle your fancy? The great Pete Von Doren will be here. Doesn't it sound like he should be great? Peter Van, when you have three names like that and Van is in the middle, it sounds like Kramer was Dr. Martin Van Nostrand. That was his alias he always used to use. So Peter Van Doren, I love that name. It's a guy who knows about fantasy sports, even though he's based in reality. So Pete will be here in studio. We'll talk about fantasy football. I am a very casual user of fantasy football at best. I dip my toe in. The most I was ever in was three leagues. I don't think I checked my roster once. And yet I've won twice purely by luck over the last 15 years. This year, I'm only in one league. But if it's something you haven't done, Pete might have some good information for you. Or if it's something you do, you know, you might pick up a tip here or there from Pete as well. Conrad, I'm sure we'll be in on that conversation as well. How many leagues are you in this year?
Six that I really keep track of.
And then a couple other that are just kind of for fun?
A couple others that I just wanted to draft in the beginning of football because I was antsy.
But what does that mean? Then you just don't check? You don't care?
Well, no, I do a quick lineup change at the beginning of the week. You can do that on ESPN, and then I don't look at it again until next week.
Oh, okay. All right, well, you and Pete can have a nice talk, and I'm going to kick back and have a cup of coffee and watch you guys. I am curious. I want to know what he has to say, because I could probably put a little more effort. I know it drives my son crazy that I don't try harder. And it's not that I'm not interested in it. I do like fantasy football. It's like the last thing on my priority list. So if I'm struggling or not getting something else done, fantasy football is the first thing to go, unfortunately. But maybe Pete will motivate us. So Sherry Stoka, 6:35. Peter Van Doren at 7:20 in studio, ladies and gentlemen. Maybe we'll get a window pick out of Pete, huh?
Here we go.
Check out our window picks, folks. If you go to Facebook, we post Nightlight Window Love every night. Window fun. We find some unsuspecting sap out on Washington Street. I'm kidding. Everybody's been great. I've had two turndowns when I've asked people if I could take their picture and put them in the window and then post it on Facebook. And they were one after the other. It was like, and those are the only two that said no. And it was in the same night. It was bizarre. So anyway, Pete is a very tall. What do you think, Pete? He's a tall dude.
Yeah.
You think he's 6.5 bills?
Yeah, definitely.
At least 6'6"?
I feel like 6.5 bills, yeah.
You think you could take him?
In regards to what?
You don't
fantasy
know what
football?
That means. Conrad's such a nice guy. He doesn't even want to go there. See, you're stocky. You got that muscle. But Pete's tall, and Pete's no slouch himself. I think he was in the military.
Yeah.
So.
I could take him in fantasy football, I think.
Okay. You probably could. But then again, he's our expert, so let's defer to Pete. He's our fantasy football expert, for tonight at least. So actually, folks, I led the show off by saying this is National, I have to look at the word again, Fluffer Nutter Day. I thought that sounded kind of obscene. It's a lot of letters and word combinations in there, letter combinations that make it sound kind of strange. It's actually a sandwich. It's a peanut butter and marshmallow sandwich that is kind of big on the East Coast, I guess. And I know I've heard about it over the years. I've heard that term, fluffernutter. Make me a fluffernutter. But I never knew really what it was. But I looked it up last night. And that inspired tonight's Nightlight question of the night.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
Question. Question.
Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Hey, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
What, in honor of National Fluffer Nutter Day, what is a food you've never tried but would like to? What is a food you've never tried but would like to? 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Let us know, or you can text us on the app. Or if you're watching the radio on the stream at YouTube, Facebook, or X, you can drop us a stream comment. And if you're on any of those platforms, feel free to give us a like or a follow. I'll go first. Do you have one ready?
I do.
All right. Why don't you go first, Con?
Well, I actually have two.
I do, too.
Okay.
Look at that.
Yeah. The first is Beef Wellington. I've never tried that, and it looks interesting.
Huh.
I think I'd want to try a Gordon Ramsay one.
I don't know if I've ever had that either, come to think of it. Beef Wellington.
It's like beef wrapped in like bread or something like that, and there's lots of onions on it. I don't know the full details of it, but it looks tasty.
Is it like a cocktail weenie and Jell-O? Is it the same type of dynamic going on there?
If you ever look up a picture of a beef Wellington, it's huge.
Okay.
And then the next one is a splig omelet.
You don't need to eat that. We had t-shirts made for the splig omelet. That was the line that Eric Price ad-libbed in The Godfather of Green Bay. Go to Bart Starr's restaurant and get a splig omelet. Half spaghetti, half omelet. It's awesome.
You know, I was curious, so I looked up what a splig omelet actually is.
Did you find something?
What it is it's like a mixture of leftovers made into like, not like a hot dish where it's like a casserole kind of thing, but it's like an omelet kind of structure. And it looks, instead of egg, it looks like spaghetti noodles in that form. I don't know how to explain
it. But it's not spaghetti noodles?
No, it is.
Oh, it is.
But like,
okay,
there's leftover stuff in it.
Wow. It sounds like hangover gross.
Yeah, it doesn't sound good.
And I'm sure that's where Eric came up with it. So I am looking up beef Wellington here. It does look delectable. The beef looks good. And obviously it was created by Steve Wellington, who tripped one day and dropped his beef in a thing of bread. And he came up with beef Wellington. All right. So Conrad says beef Wellington and a spag omelet. I'm going to say caviar. I've never had caviar. I'm not really a caviar kind of guy, but I've been to enough parties that were kind of swanky and they offered it. And I never took it. And I don't know why. Because that used to be the go-to food when you were talking about rich people food. And is it whale eggs or octopus
fish,
eggs?
Some kind of fish eggs.
It just never appealed to me.
Thinking about it just doesn't. Why is it so sought after? Is it fish eggs?
Yeah, I'll have a Kurter burger with a side of caviar.
okay.
The other thing is a fluffernutter. I actually think that sounds pretty good. Marshmallow and peanut butter.
It is.
You've had one.
I've had it, yeah.
Where'd you get it? You eat it around here?
I just made it myself.
You made a fluffernutter in the home?
Yeah.
What did you do? Did you buy, like, is it marshmallows, like, out of a can or a jar that you squeeze or something?
Have you ever had that, like, the marshmallow, like, paste kind of thing?
Like, yeah, probably.
Freaking, like, it's like in a peanut butter can, pretty much.
Okay.
And you just put it on each side. And I went a step further and put bananas in it, too.
Now, that sounds very good, actually.
It was dynamite, but
wow.
I don't think I'll ever have one because I looked at the facts, you know.
It's not good for you. I mean,
I'd rather just have a PB&J and just call it a day.
PB&J and hit the rack. All right, so there you go, folks. Let us know, what is a food you've always wanted to try but just haven't yet? I'm very curious to see what people come up with. I got to tell you what is really driving me crazy lately. I went to get moisturizer last night. I was at Walmart in Marinette, and I needed moisturizer. The Walmart in Marinette has locked up the moisturizer. Not even like the designer moisturizer like my wife buys. I get like $6 a bottle moisturizer with some SPF. Locked up last night at Walmart at 9:30 at night. Are people stealing Equate facial moisturizer? Well, they must be. Everything was locked up. Face wash. But there's stuff that's like much more valuable just out there on the shelves. I don't understand that. If any of our listeners, if there are any couch potatoes out there that are Walmart employees, please tell me why they are locking up the cheap moisturizer. It wasn't even worth it. I'm like, I'm not going to get a store employee to unlock. I just wanted to get home. I'd gone there straight from here. And I went to the gym, and I wanted to go home. So I have no moisturizer today because Walmart locks it up, and I lost my patience. Do you moisturize, Conrad?
Yeah.
Do you?
A little bit here and there.
Yeah. I do it every day. I didn't today. I use the good stuff today, but I found that strange. Is that a problem in America? Are people ripping off cheap moisturizer? All right. I guess I'm on an island here. Okay, so Sherry Stoka is coming up at 6:35. Peter Van Doren with some fantasy football talk at 7:20. And when we come back, I'm going to tell you another thing that really irritates me, and it involves GPS. We'll do that next. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Download the free Civic Media app today at civicmedia.us.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Dr. Kristen Lierley.
At what point are we as a society going to stand up and say, hey, wait a minute, something's wrong here? This is just the latest attack on women, on trying to control our bodies. They want women to have more babies. They don't want us to have birth control. They don't want us to get abortions. They don't want us to take medications. They want us to be in pain. They don't want us to have hospitals to be able to go to. They're defunding all of our rural hospitals.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Day one. The hardest day, the day you hear.
This is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day 2, day 28, or any day, please visit lls.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend, and then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
Yo, I'm your old basketball. Haven't seen you out on the courts in a while. Why not pass me over to Goodwill? Donating me helps Goodwill's mission to provide career training and support services right here in the community. And that's a slam dunk. Donate today. Hey, I got next.
To find your nearest Goodwill locations and to learn more about our mission, please visit goodwill.org. Goodwill, where your things start new lives.
Small businesses are the heart of America. As the nation's largest nonprofit resource of expert business mentoring, SCORE has helped millions of entrepreneurs build their businesses for free. Find a mentor today at score.org.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
Welcome back. I'm Pete Schwabba. This is Nightlight. A fun, fun, fun till our daddy takes the T-Bird away Wednesday night here. Great to have you with me. We are talking about the Fluffernutter. That's our question of the night, folks. It's National Fluffernutter Day. What is a food you've never tried but would like to? So are you giving me like the steel sign? Or are you telling me there's the phone call's not there anymore? We had a drop call. Call back, please, caller. We hate missing calls here. I have to tell you, this drove me crazy. And I wrote a note, and I kind of forgot about this, because the last time I was in Madison, I was on the west side. I had no idea where I was. And I'm using my GPS in the car, and it says, turn southwest out of the parking lot. That's ridiculous. I don't know where I am. I don't know which direction is south or west. I'm not like one of those people who can read the coordinates of the sun and tell where I am. It's like, I just want to get back to the highway. So who do I complain to about that?
I don't know.
And the best thing to do is, like, if your GPS steers you wrong, as it does sometimes, just pull out onto the road, and then it'll tell. And then when you know what road you're on, but the parking lots are crazy. Turn southeast. Okay. No idea. Hey, we have a winner, folks, to the Go for the Green and Gold Civic Media Multistate Text to Win Contest. It's Dennis from Minocqua. He listens to Civic Media on WCQM. He is the grand prize winner. That's exciting. And you know what? He's gonna rake it in on that gas money, because that's like a 2-hour drive, 3-hour drive from GB. Yeah. So he really cleaned up there. Congratulations, Dennis. And thank you, everybody, for playing. That was such a fun contest. We'll do it again soon. The other thing is the Uber. You sent me this, and I had literally just seen it. I was going to do a Hollywood beat about it, but some guy set the fire in Pacific Palisades. That, what do you think a sentence like that should be? Like, I don't know if they determine, like, will he end up, I don't know, did he end up killing somebody because of that or just ruining homes? Like, what? It'll be interesting to see what they do and what kind of sentence you get from that. Like, millions and millions of dollars in damage. People's lost homes and memories. Is that a life in prison situation?
I mean, you kind of think about it. Isn't that kind of arson?
Well, it's totally arson. I mean, absolutely. Yeah, but I mean, definitely. Like, I just wonder how stiff, if this guy gets like 5 years of probation, hey, don't do that again. It's not going to be that, but I mean...
Yeah, it should be something.
Something. I'm not a death penalty guy anyway, but like that should be... You purposefully set a fire that takes out an entire neighborhoods. That should be a question of the night, Conrad.
20 years?
20 years? Yeah, maybe more. I mean, the guy's obviously nuts. Who does that?
Yeah.
I'm going to set a fire and ruin people's lives.
How many... homes were lost is just wild.
I mean, Pacific Palisades is huge, and that's where the Will Rogers Park was that I was talking about the other night on the show that we used to take our kids to all the time. The Will Rogers Museum was there. That's gone. Just horrible. So that'll be interesting. I wonder what somebody would get, like what kind of punishment for that. So there you go. All right, we are going to read some text here. We got our social media responses. We post our question of the day every day on Facebook, folks, so you can find the question there. If you can't listen to the show, we'll still read it. Conrad leading things off, Beef Wellington. I did not put my response on social media today. I don't know why I didn't do that. Daniel Wheeler, Danny Wheel says, it's a toss-up between caviar and human. Okay. Let's maybe start a file on Daniel, FBI, if you're listening. That's a great answer. Mike Desitel says, sounds like a Pornhub job description. That's what I thought, Mike. I thought it sounded kind of obscene. Eric on Facebook says, I know what this is. We just talked about this last week. Surstromming? That's the guy that ate something and puked and couldn't wash it out of his system.
Yeah, I don't think I'd want to try that.
He says, so I can cross it off my culinary bucket list, and because it would probably be funny making a video where the smell of something like that gives me the dry heaves. Yeah, I think Eric watched that same video. My pal Vince Maranto says, I've actually never tried a fluffernutter. Me either, Vince. That's what I said. That's one of my two foods, the fluffernutter. So I am I'm totally with you. A great movie opening up this week too, folks. Roof Man, starring Channing Tatum and Kirsten Dunst, excuse me. And this is based on a true story. A war veteran rips off McDonald's by going in through the roof. And it's getting very good reviews. All the big openings this weekend on the big screen are getting good reviews. So I might go to two or three movies this weekend if we get them all in Marinette anyway. But that one sounds like a really good one. I was excited about that. Going to the stream, Sydney Politics says, a foodie would like to try but hasn't yet, a hachapuri. It's a Georgian dish that is a cheese-filled bread with an egg on it. Please look it up.
That sounds amazing.
Look at Sydney giving us homework. Georgian meaning America, or is that like a Russian thing? I don't know. Probably Georgia. That sounds like a southern kind of thing. Sydney also says, I beat Dave to the comment stream. Yes, you did, Sydney. Very friendly rivalry with the emoji to follow. I love it. In just a few minutes, folks, Sherry Stokoe will be here. She's a nutritionist and a dietitian and the founder of Weightless MD, who will join us here at 6:35. We're going to talk about how one woman lived to be 117, and Sherry has lots of other great health tips. Always so much fun to talk to. So we'll have Sherry on over the stream. Peter Van Doren talking fantasy football at 7:20. Changing up the subjects tonight, folks. We're going to cover a few different bases. In the 217 says, I want to try peanut butter soup.
Interesting.
I bet that's good. That, like, I love like spicy peanut noodles. Like, I bet there's a really good soup like that. That's Ensa from Madison sent that text. All right. We're coming back. We'll read your text. We're having a lot of fun here. Great to have you here, folks. It's Pete Schwab and Nightlight. We'll be back after the news on the Civic Media Radio Network.
News, talk, community, and local sports. Thanks for listening to Civic Media.
For Civic Media News, I'm Shali Pittman. Monarch butterflies are in their long migration from the northern U.S. to Mexico for the winter. Judith Ruiz Branch of the Public News Service has more.
The journey takes about 2.5 months, with the arrival of the monarchs coinciding with a significant cultural holiday in Mexico known as Día de los Muertos that honors past loved ones. Entomology professor Karen Oberhauser with the University of Wisconsin-Madison says the celebration likely predates awareness of monarch migration, but the serendipitous timing creates a meaningful connection.
Out of this chrysalis that looks kind of dead, this beautiful butterfly breaks free of the bonds of the earth and flies. So you can see why a lot of cultures see this as synonymous with rebirth, this whole process of metamorphosis.
Oberhauser says monarchs fly during the day and roost at night. The migration is tracked through citizen sightings, with roosts sometimes containing hundreds or thousands of butterflies. People can aid monarchs' migration by creating habitats of milkweed and nectar sources where the butterflies can stop along the way. Only those known as super generation monarchs, which live significantly longer than non-migrating monarchs, make the thousands-mile journey to the mountains of Mexico. Oberhauser says they weigh about the same as a paperclip, so mortality is to be expected. She explains exact figures of migration survival are difficult to measure. Oberhauser notes monarchs primarily use day length rather than temperature as migration cues, though climate change can affect migration conditions, with hot and dry temperatures being particularly detrimental. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
For Civic Media News, I'm Shali Pittman. More news anytime at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Most movies have a climax. When it comes to When Harry Met Sally, there were actually two climaxes in the film, one of which was iconic and still talked about today. Rob Reiner was the director of the film and recently referenced the scene where Meg Ryan pretended to have the big O in the middle of a deli while sitting opposite Billy Crystal. The director says it was very awkward directing the scene in front of his mother. You might be asking, why did he invite her to the set that particular day? It's because Estelle Reiner is the woman who leans over and says, I'll have what she's having. Couldn't have been that awkward. Despite getting good reviews in his new film, The Smashing Machine, Dwayne The Rock Johnson says he feels bad. The film did not perform well at the box office, but Johnson still says he is grateful for those who went to see it. I'm curious to see his performance because critics say he was really good. Just a bit of advice, though, if you want to be taken seriously as an actor, maybe ditch the Rock part of your wrestling moniker. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Civic Media is your spot for sports. From updates on your favorite teams, live broadcasts of the Packers, Badgers, Brewers, and Bucks, and local sports coverage in your community, we've got everything you need. Find a station near you at civicmedia.us or download the free app today. We'll have more news and talk coming up here on Civic Media's stream.
This is Robert Pilot, host of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we talk about Native issues like treaties, protecting Mother Earth, and holding our elected officials accountable. You'll also hear from Turtle Island voices like Arvina Martin, State Representative Heather Keeler, Ruth Anna Buffalo, Dr. Anthony Stately, State Senator Mary Kunish, Robert Lilligren, and Bob Blake. Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
Day one, the hardest day. The day you hear,
this is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day two, day 28, or any day, please visit lls.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us. I could feel at the time there was no way of knowing
falling leaves in the night. Looking Welcome back. I'm Paige Schwab, this is Nightlight. Tyler on the text line, he's in the 608, says, the Culver's Curterburger, refer to my poem from last night's question of the night. Yeah, that's not on my list of things to try. And then we've got, here's Jameson in the 814 says, a peanut butter and pickle sandwich sounds terrible, but is the best combo. All right. You pregnant, Jameson? That sounds like one of those crazy combinations. Tonight's question, folks, what is a food you haven't tried yet that you've always wanted to? It's National Fluffer Nutter Day. Conrad's tried one. I have not. That's on my list, as is caviar. But right now, let's turn this. This kind of goes hand in hand with our first guest because she is a dietitian and a nutritionist and also the founder of Wayless MD just outside the great city of Milwaukee. And we'd love to talk to her about all things health. She joins us now on the stream, Sherry Stoka. Hey, Sherry.
Hello, how are you?
Good, it's good to see you. How are you doing?
I'm good. You can see I have my friend with me.
Who is this friend?
This is Gigi.
Okay.
She's my little mini Dalmatian.
Oh, very cute. Is it a puppy?
No, she's going to be four next week. She's just small. So. Okay. You know, they have minis now of everything, and I just happen to get a small Dalmatian.
I know I'm asking this. I know what the answer is going to be, but do you feed your dog as nutritiously as you feed your family or yourself?
I totally do. I'm like totally crazy. I actually just ordered something for her like dental care, and I received it today, looked at the ingredients, put it back in the bag, and submitted return. Like, I'm like, this is craziness. So yeah, I do.
Why? What was it? Like high fructose corn syrup or something? What was in it?
No, there was parabens, which are like known to be like endocrine disruptors that just like destroy metabolism. And then were also preservatives in it.
Yikes. And I think I know where you're going to weigh in on this too, but I wanted to ask you, our question last night was, how do you feel about the Curterburger, you know, here in Wisconsin, Culver's kind of rules, and Culver's is great. They have this Curterburger. Have you heard of it?
No.
Okay.
Well, I mean, I've heard of Culver's and I know that they're famous for their burgers,
yeah.
But I've never really dove deep into like the, you know, the ingredients and the nutrients, macronutrients and things like that.
All right. So here's what happened. Culver's put out this joke of a burger that had a big flat patty of a cheese curd in one big flat patty on top of a huge burger. And they called it the Curterburger. And people went to Culver's and found out it was a joke and they were irate. So Culver's said, we better make the Curterburger a real thing. So they did. And now people, you know, I would say about half and half was our response last night. We got half the people that said it's the best thing ever, and half people said, I don't even want to see it. But you should Google it. I would love to know. I kind of know.
Well, what would you want to know? Because I already would be able to respond.
Yeah, I haven't tried it either. I just have seen the pictures.
Oh, you mean just the taste of it. I mean, anytime you mix, like, terrible fats, dairy, meat, you know it's going to taste good. You know, they put oils in there. Yeah.
Like, you eat really well. I mean, do you ever have, like, in your moments of weakness, if you have them, what do you eat? Do you binge and you say, what the hell, I'm getting nachos Bel Grande? Or do you go, I'm going to make a healthier junk food at home?
Exactly. Okay. I make a healthier junk food at home. Nice. I find a way to get, like, my desserts. I find ways to satisfy sugar cravings in a totally healthy way. And it, and that's where it's like, I'm not the norm, I think, for sure, because I work with a lot of dietitians as well. And a lot of dietitians struggle with their weight.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm definitely, I've always kind of been like, I mean, I haven't, I have not always, you know, had a healthy diet and things like that, but I've learned over the years. And now, like in my, now as I get older, like I just, yeah, I find different ways to just satisfy like what my body is craving.
Real quick, what would you do? Cause I just gave up, I didn't give up completely, but I'm doing a new thing like I always am. And sugar, I want out of my life, specifically processed sugar. But also, what do you do though to eat healthy and satisfy that sugar craving? Is there like a banana? What is there? What can we eat that might help us do that?
Well, I have like my famous concoction. Oh my gosh. Okay. So I do, so you can get like really healthy, clean protein powder that has healthy ingredients, and it has like natural sweetener, but they will put maybe a little stevia in there, you know, because protein powders are kind of like the wild, wild west, just like everything else. Like you have to find the right one because otherwise it could be just as damaging as everything else. But a really clean protein powder with I love nut butters. Mm. I love cashew. I love coconut. You know, I don't love almond butter, things like that, but some people do. And then I'll do, you know, like a nut yogurt. And it's like, it's honestly like a dessert. I'll mix it all. I'll blend it. And I'll eat that like either in the morning, or I'll eat it like late at night if I really want something sweet. That's kind of like my go-to. But the one quick protein bar that I don't think it's terrible, and just a little bit is like satisfying, is the oh my gosh, now I'm blanking on it. It's the what is it? It's the egg whites. They call it I can't believe I'm,
is it the company that makes like the peanut butter cups, and they're supposed to be low carb? They have like two net carb. Okay.
I don't think so. Oh my gosh, I can't believe I'm blanking on it, but it's like they have like, they're known to have like three ingredients in the protein bar, and it does have some it has a lot of added sugar, but everything else is really clean. And I'm more about the cleanness of a product versus if I get a little extra sugar, I'm fine with that because I work out a lot, but it's more about the processed stuff, I think, is what's really destroying people.
Yeah. That's good advice. Sherry Stoka is my guest. She is a nutritionist and a dietitian and the founder of Wayless MD. Where can people find out more information about Wayless MD, Sherry, outside of the Google?
I mean, we have a website, you know, we're all over social media. I do a ton of talks and webinars and radio. Waylessmd.com is our website. And I mean, you know, nowadays you can really just kind of like put it in your search and it's going to lead you to who knows where, you know?
All right. So I explained earlier to listeners, I always want to have you on the show, but this article in particular really got to me about this woman who lived to be 117. Her name is Maria Branyas, or was Maria Branyas. She died last year. I don't think it's ageism if I say that's pretty old. That's a pretty good run. What do you, just off the top of your head, you must, as a nutritionist or dietitian, think, she took care of herself. Oh, she didn't eat this. What did you think? Did you happen to take a look at the article?
I did.
Okay.
Yeah, I did.
So we could break it down a little bit.
Yeah. Because you do kind of have to break it down a little bit, because it's never one thing, right?
Right.
It's kind of like, how much toxicity are you going to allow in your body? And, you know, when I was reading the article, the first thing that caught my attention is that she was born in San Francisco and she moved to Spain. So yeah. I don't know.
European.
I mean, we all know about European food right. versus American food.
Yeah.
There's no comparison. What we allow in our food system in America is nowhere near what is allowed in European countries. So she had the advantage right off the bat there.
Right. I love what she says. She claims her longevity was due to order, tranquility, good connection with family and friends, contact with nature, emotional stability, no worries, no regrets, lots of positivity, staying away from toxic people. That all sounds great. That's not very scientific, I would say, but I think we could all do better with that. But some of the researchers, the research team detected signs of aging. They also found that she had genetic characteristics associated with neuroprotection and cardioprotection, as well as low levels of inflammation. Can you explain that a little bit?
Well, I mean, the first thing that I want to go back to is the things that she said, order, tranquility, because I wrote those down like my notes too.
Okay.
Tranquility, emotional stability, no regrets, positivity, avoiding toxic people. We have gotten so far removed from the basics of human health. That is the basics of human health. Mm. Like, people don't realize that every time you are in a situation that stimulates the nervous system, that causes the parasympathetic, sympathetic responses, inflammatory responses, that's just as bad as eating McDonald's every day. You know, not eating at night. All of that takes a toll from a cellular level. And that is how they healed disease back in the day. We're just, as humans in the modern world, are so far removed from that. So, like, if you did those, nobody does this anymore. Think about it. Go back to it. Nobody does this. We're in a stress state at all times. We're constant, like, social media, forget about it. It's stimulating this stressful situation. We want to be better. We got to meet all of these demands. People that are negative, that are like drama, I mean, those people I feel bad for.
And there are people like that's how they get their dopamine. They and I don't even know if they know they're doing it. It's just like a reflex almost.
It 100%.
Yeah. And I agree with what she said. I didn't mean to dismiss it, but I am also like, well, that's hard to do. Like, I don't know what kind of life she had, but yeah, I could sit out in the country. When I sit on my porch in the morning and have coffee, I feel amazing, you know, and then you get into the day, then I got to go to Twitter and track down a friend. And the first thing that comes up is all stuff they know is going to piss me off. So it's like, you can't get away from it, it seems like.
Well, you know, see, I'm not going to go down the spiritual realm with you because, you know, we all have lessons to learn in our lifetime.
Sure.
And sometimes it takes time for us to kind of like collect and gather different things that are going to ensure that we are living our best life. And, you know, like you and I both, like everyone that's listening to this, we've all endured like extreme stress, and you learn from those situations.
Right.
Right. So you learn from those situations, you make it better. Like, you start to set boundaries and you move in a direction that doesn't put you in that chronic state of stress at all times. So, you know, it's complicated.
Yeah.
But I absolutely feel like just the little things that we can be doing. It's like, I have a family and I like look at my family and I'm like, this person just sucks my energy. This person gives me peace. Like, that's what we should be surrounding ourselves.
Right.
You know, what people that, and not only people, but just like foods that make us feel good. We're kind of just a little removed from that.
All right. Well, we're going to do a very short break. We'll come back for a few more minutes with Sherry Stoka. I'm going to ask her about inflammation and what the researchers found, and then we'll get into oh my God, I got so much to ask you, Sherry.
Yes.
Thank you for being here. That's this good. Is fun. We're coming right back. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe on the Civic Media Radio Network.
As Wisconsin is cheering on the Brew Crew, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break. I also thought cigarettes were my best friend, and then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
Hey everybody, Todd Allball here. If you've been to a Wisconsin sports event, especially a football game, you've heard his voice.
First and 10, Wisconsin.
That's Badger public address announcer Mike Mankey. Join us Friday afternoon at 2:30 as we catch up with the Badger legend during UW Homecoming Week. How does he come up with those iconic calls?
Run Dane!
And what are his best Badger moments? Join us for a conversation with Mike Mankey Friday at 2:30 on the Todd Allball Show.
Day one, the hardest day, the day you hear.
This is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day two, day 28, or any day, please visit lls.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
The John and Gordy Show.
And this is the War Ravaged Portland, and let me just read the letter. My dearest Suzanne, we are a city under siege. The Antifa forces have our city surrounded. If all is lost, you'll find me at Whole Foods drinking kombucha. Forever yours, my darling.
Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
When we got our home appraised, we felt robbed. Compared to a similar home right around the corner, our appraisal was $80,000 less.
Latino and Black homeowners are about twice as likely as white homeowners to get low appraisals. If you believe your home has been unfairly appraised because of race or national origin, contact HUD at hud.gov/fairhousing. That's hud.gov/fairhousing. Everyone has a right to fair housing. A public service message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
Child abuse is not a bad parent problem.
And the causes may be different than you think.
You see, paid family leave,
that prevents child abuse.
And high-quality, affordable child care
prevents child abuse, too.
Prevent Child Abuse America promotes programs and resources informed by science that help communities, parents, and kids thrive.
Because when we keep families out of crisis,
we prevent child abuse
from ever happening.
Go to PreventChildAbuse.org to learn more.
Let's solve child abuse before it ever happens.
As Wisconsin is cheering on Bucky Badger, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Welcome back. This is Nightlight. I'm Pete Schwabba. Broadcasting live from beautiful downtown Green Bay, statewide, wherever you're tuning in from. It's great to have you tonight. My guest is Sherry Stoka. She is a nutritionist and dietitian and the founder of Weightless MD. Check them out. They will help you lose weight and get healthy. What's that like, Sherry? You must just beam when you have someone come in and they leave 6 months later, a year later, or whatever, and they feel like a totally different person.
I mean, absolutely. I was put on this planet to help, heal, serve, you know, I mean, and a big part of all of it is helping people understand, kind of just sift through just the nonsense and understand the truth of like what is really going on. I think that's like even more so kind of a big passion of mine is putting information out there for people to like take a step back and think like, oh my gosh, yeah, like I need to stop doing what I'm doing because that is hasn't worked for 20 years. And I just were continuously told certain things and we keep doing it. Right. Yeah. So, yeah. So I am very proud of what I've created because we treat people the way that they need to be treated. And we're all about healing the body. It's all about healing the body so that the weight loss can be, you know, like long-term.
What, you know, when it came to Maria Branius and the researchers, they said she had a very low level. Well, the two things I'd like to hit on, she had a very low level of inflammation in her body. And I know that you and I have talked in the past about, I never feel better than when I'm fasting. And I can tell how much better I feel because the inflammation goes down. How important to life longevity is low inflammation, and how do you get it? How do you stop inflammation?
Yeah, I mean, well, inflammation is everything. So because you can never say every, but almost every single disease that someone gets, it starts with inflammation, inflammatory process. Because the inflammation, if you just think about it, if you injure something, you injure like your hand or your arm, and you know, you have like short-term inflammation and the body comes and heals. It is... Now in this day and age, we have chronic inflammation. So the damage is always there, and the immune system is always trying to correct and heal. And so if we're constantly doing things that are sabotaging our health, we are exacerbating kind of that inflammatory response, that inflammatory condition. So if you're more prone to get autoimmunity, if you're more prone to get cancer, if you're more prone to cardiovascular, it's all about the immune system and the inflammatory process, because they work hand in hand. So it's basically like the more inflammation you have, the quicker your disease will manifest.
Wow. And I think the last time we spoke, you said carbs enhance inflammation or certain kinds of carbs? Like, I feel like when I'm on a lower carb, when I'm not eating as many carbs, I feel better too.
Yeah. Well, again, let's go back to the standard American diet.
Yeah.
So if you eat real whole grains, real, like in Spain or in Paris, that is a very different story. But in the United States of America, our carbs are no longer carbs. They're stripped of all the nutrients. They're stripped of the grain. And so they're absolutely inflammatory. So that's why, like in America, we have to be low carb, because you can't really find whole grains anymore unless you're like baking your bread at home and doing all that sort of things. You cannot find good grains anymore.
We've talked about in the past gut health too. And another thing in this article, they said she had ate a lot of yogurt in her life and had very good gut health. I don't eat a lot of dairy, and my wife eats a lot of probiotics and yogurt, and I would love to get the benefits of that. First of all, talk about how important gut health is, and also how do you get those probiotics like this Maria Branius did if you don't eat dairy yogurt?
Well, again, you're not getting any probiotics in the standard American diet, and you're not getting any probiotics in dairy in the United States. Everything is processed. So if you were to go to a farm, and like, so I live in Florida part-time, and I go to a farm and I get their natural yogurt, and it is full of healthy probiotics. Here, it's stripped. It's pasteurized. It's heat-treated. You don't get anything. And so when that article, that's why the article can be somewhat deceiving, because dairy here is terrible. It's awful. And you know, now it's like, oh my gosh, people are probably thinking, oh my gosh, I need to eat Yoplait. I mean, Yoplait is probably one of the worst foods ever, right? Sargento cheese is poison. And so this is kind of like the message, is food was designed to nourish us and keep us healthy, but now it doesn't, because it's a commodity. It's all about the money.
Wow, that's fascinating. And what about, we have about 30 seconds and we have to do the news. Can you stay for a few more minutes after the news? I would love to ask you about how we get hooked on drugs from doctors and pharmaceutical. I know that's a passion of yours as well. But yes. How is this something that people like? Well, let's do the news and we'll come back. I don't want to rush these questions. I'm getting education here.
I got time.
All right. Fantastic. Sherry Stoka is here. Conrad, I think we need an update. What's going on?
The Brewers, it's 3-4 against the Cubs right now.
The Cubs are winning.
Yep.
Cubs, my Cubs are going to make it a series. Maybe?
There's still time left in the game.
I couldn't care less. All right, we're coming right back, folks. Sherry Stoka is going to stick around for a few more minutes. She's the founder of Wellness, Wayless MD, a great outfit you should definitely check out. And we're going to talk about the pharmaceutical industry a little bit and some more gut health. And I'm going to ask her if she's binge-watching anything, too. We'll do that as well. It's Peach Wabbit and Nightlight. We're coming back for Act 2 after this on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is Civic Media, bringing you news, talk, and community-minded conversations all across Wisconsin. You can find us at civicmedia.us and download the app for free today. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska, sports director for Civic Media. Right now, we're airing a Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks game over the air, but due to our rights agreements, we're not able to stream those games here. Civic Media might be a newer company, but we are dedicated to providing the best in sports coverage. Our team has decades of experience covering sports right here in Wisconsin. We've got Mike Clemens, who covers our state's biggest teams on location and does daily updates on all of our Civic Media stations statewide. Many of our stations have local reporters dedicated to teams in their area, covering their community dozens or even hundreds of times each year. No matter where you're at in Wisconsin, we are committed to covering sports, especially in the communities that our stations serve. And we put all of our local coverage right here on our stream, so you can go ahead and grab the free Civic Media app so you never miss a game at civicmedia.us/app. You can find the game you're looking for over the air, or you can stay tuned right here on the stream for more news, talk, and conversation. Thank you for listening to Civic Media from all of us here on the sports team.